We answer your emails about servers and food.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello, and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, we are answering your emails that you sent in. First off, dear OMG Chad, I previously made a Minecraft server, but I have one problem. It won't let my friends join because I need to port forward my server. Please help me fix this problem. I am on a Mac. This is from Casey. Casey, there's a whole bunch of different options if you want to, and tutorials on how to port forward. The difficulty with port forwarding, and here's the general idea of it, is that you go into your router, you choose the Minecraft port, which is not your IP address, but a secondary port number, and then you forward that to the computer that is hosting the Minecraft server that you're running. And the difficulty is that you need to do that in your router. Normally, you'll have a router and a modem. This can get difficult. Make sure that you are changing this on your router. And then some modems have routers built in, so you also have to do it on the modem as well. All of this can be made even more difficult by the fact that there are tons and tons of different brands, and some brands of routers call things different things, and so it can get really confusing really fast. The suggestion that I would give you is head on over to portforward.com. There's lots of different brands and models for you to browse through, and all sorts of tutorials on how to port forward to Minecraft. And sometimes, even specifically for Minecraft, there'll be tutorials on exactly how to do it for Minecraft. And portforward.com has lots of ads, so if you ever see anything that says, buy me, don't click that on portforward.com. Next question. Dear OMG Chad, I've started watching your YouTube channel and I find it pretty useful, but can you help me? I know that I would like to let people join my world without a server. I heard that you can do it, but how? And this is from Renee McGraw. Well, Renee, it is true. Let me show it off.
Yep.
So we are here in a single player world. This is not a multiplayer world, and I can quickly show you that by exiting out. Single player farming. We're in this farming single player world. We haven't set up a server. This isn't running on any sort of server. In fact, this is the single player world where I showed off farming a few episodes ago. Now, if you want to let this be sort of like a multiplayer world, but not quite, it's quite simple. Hit escape. And there's this button, open to LAN. It's right here. It's hiding in plain sight. A lot of people never see this button. When you click it, anyone, and you have a few options to either when people join, will they be in survival or spectator or creative, or to allow other players to use cheats, and you can turn that on or off. And then once you start that world, it will tell you which port it is being hosted on. Sometimes it won't even give you that. It'll just say LAN world created. And anyone that is on your internal network will be able to join and play on this game. And it's very simple, no server required. They'll be able to join your single player world. And I hope that answers what you were asking.
Yep.
Now, if you want your friends to connect to this game and they're not in the same house, well, unfortunately, there's no way to get around it. You do need to set up some sort of server for people to host that so that lots of people can connect to your game. But this is simple. You don't have to set up anything. And if you're all at home, like if you want to just play with your brother who's in the same room with you, this works very well. Make sure you are connected to some sort of network. You know, Wi-Fi will work just fine. Okay. Now on to the next question. What is the best food to eat? Sometimes I eat things and my hunger goes down really fast, and sometimes it takes a long time. This is from Josh C. And it's true. Sometimes you'll eat one thing, like let's say a melon, and your hunger will start going down pretty quickly after you've eaten it. And then other times you'll eat something like a pork chop, and it will stay, you'll stay full for a very long amount of time. And that's because there's actually two types of hunger in the game. One that's visible, that you can see right on your HUD, and one that's invisible. The invisible one is called saturation. Saturation is sort of like a past full meter. You have this extra saturation level that, once decreased, will then start taking away from your actual hunger bar, which you can see. You can have up to the same amount of hunger that you have. Normally that's around 20 points, but let's say your hunger has gone down, let's say to only 5 haunches, that's at 10 points. That means that your saturation can only also be 10 points of saturation. So your question was, what is the best food to eat? And that's kind of a complicated question, because there's a lot of ways to determine that. If you want to be super OP, probably golden apples would be the best food to eat, but those are really hard to come by. So what is the easiest to get with the most amount of hunger and saturation? Well, that would be either pork chops or steak. Those both will give you 8 points of hunger back, so that's 4 haunches on your food scale, and 12.8 saturation, so that you can be fully saturated after you have eaten one of these items. I hope that answers your question, and thanks everyone who sent in emails. You can send in emails to me at mail@omgcraft.com. And if you'd like to subscribe to the show to get future episodes, you can do that at youtube.com/omgcraft or at twit.tv/omgcraft for the podcast version. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!